I want to ask you to, no, I want to plead with you to use any remaining influence you have over your former company to press them to lower the price of these drugs. You can look away if you like, but I wish you could see the faces of people, no matter what Ms. Retzlaff says, who cannot get the drugs that they need. And by the way, it's the taxpayers. Somebody's paying for these drugs. Somebody's paying. It's the taxpayers that end up paying for some of them. And so, and those are our constituents. People's lives are at stake because of the price increases you impose and the access problems that have been created. You are in a unique position. You really are, sir. Rightly or wrongly, you've been viewed as the so-called bad boy of pharma. You have a spotlight, and you have a platform. You could use that attention to come clean, to right your wrongs, and to become one of the most effective patient advocates in the country, and one that can make a big difference in so many people's lives. I know you're smiling, but I'm very serious, sir. The way I see it, you can go down in history as the poster boy for greedy drug company executives, or you can change the system. Yeah, you. I truly believe. Are you listening?
Yes.
Thank you. I truly believe you could become a force of tremendous good. Of course, you can ignore this if you like, but all I ask is that you reflect on it. No, I don't ask, Mrs. Relly. I beg that you reflect on it.